Welcome to Without Regret, Be More, See More, Achieve More That Really Matters. Lesson 11, Living Without Regret, Self-Care and Support. In this session, I'll challenge you about taking extremely good care of yourself and enlisting others to support you in your quest to live without regret. Information overload and hectic, busy schedules can make life feel like trying to drink from a fire hose. We can let these things distract us, push us around, overwhelm us, and drain energy reserves in all aspects of our being, leaving us without the essential resources to be, see, and achieve more of what matters to us. This is a clear path to regret. Instead, we can determine to take extreme action to care for ourselves so we have reserves, not leftovers, to offer ourselves and others. We've all encountered false beliefs about self-care. Some of them sound like this: I'd rather burn out than rust out. Others first. Care for self is selfish. And less than full is normal. It's very important to care for yourself. Caring for self is a matter of stewardship. Selfishness is a matter of character. I was 31 years old when I learned what it's like to burn out with all the attendant symptoms in every part of my being, and I began to pay more attention to care for myself. I'm still learning from that experience, and because of it, I can better coach highly driven executives and clergy who live on the edge of burnout. If you don't practice the principles of extreme self-care, you could well be headed for burnout. Some thinking, actions, and conditions that pave the way to burnout are physical exhaustion, withdrawal and detachment from people, boredom and cynicism, elevated impatience and irritability, a sense of omnipotence that sounds like, nobody can do my job better than me, feelings of being unappreciated, a change of work style, withdrawing or becoming more demanding or inflexible, paranoia, disorientation and wandering thought processes, psychosomatic complaints, depression, and suicidal thinking. You can learn much more about this in my book, Put Stress to Work, Turning Headaches into Advantages, available on Amazon.com in paper, Kindle, or audio versions. We all need self-care rituals and routines that allow us to flow, expending energy, and to ebb, rest and recovery. Ebb and flow rituals for the physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual aspects of your being are all vitally important to your long-term health and viability. Creating reserves in the physical, emotional, social, mental, and spiritual areas of your life can keep you from being in survival mode and help you rise to the occasion when draining challenges come. Reserves establish options and choice. You need much more of a reserve in each of these areas than you might believe. If you faithfully practice the principles of extreme self-care, you will likely become one of the most resilient people on the planet and set yourself up for a life without regret. In my book, Without Regret, I address many aspects of self-care and offer detailed initiatives you can take to be a healthy, productive, and resilient individual with plenty of reserves for the challenges you face. As you form, perform, and transform to live without regret, you will benefit from gathering people around you who can support, guide, and encourage you and serve as sounding boards. Among these helpful influences might be mentors. Find someone you trust, respect, and has been where you want to go in your life or in your work, and ask them to share their life experience and guidance with you as your mentor. Coaches. A life or career coach can provide you with time and space for thinking. It's like pressing the pause button for a time to think deeply, in a bigger way, and plan for action beyond the daily grind. A coach can also help accelerate the progress you are already making or are poised to make. Therapists. You might be carrying some issues that run emotionally deep and are painful, or you might have a mental health issue that is disruptive to your functioning and progress. In such a case, I recommend seeing a good therapist or counselor. Take courage, step out, and get help. There is no shame in this, and I, for one, would applaud you. Consultants. If you need someone to tell you what to do, or to do it for you, hire a consultant. Among the consultants you might hire would be an accountant, an attorney, or other such professionals who can help you in areas that require such expertise. Family, friends, and others can be a part of your support team as well. But when you enter into an agreement with a professional, they agree to deliver a product within professional boundaries. Friends and family do not make this commitment and do not have the same responsibility. As a result, they might not be as motivated about your needs and progress or observe healthy boundaries. And oftentimes our family and friends don't like to see us suffer or be unhappy, so they'll try to fix us too quickly, rather than listening and offering feedback that can serve us well for solving the problem on the long term. To access an honest, helpful perspective from others regarding yourself or for accountability, you must invite it. A perspective offered about another's situation without permission is criticism. Personally, I proactively enlist these influences and give them permission to invest in my life in this way. If they agree, I sit face to face with them individually to request and receive their feedback. These individuals can be professionals, friends, or family. Having such support has helped me beyond measure to keep my life in a posture of growth. The few people I have invited to this task are not my judges or disciplinarians, nor am I theirs. But by holding me to my commitments, they help me be my best self. In research I conducted on mentoring, it appeared that most of the subjects sought support reactively, based on need, rather than proactively based on a personal and professional growth plan. Do you engage help proactively or reactively, and which seems better to you? I hear excuses and descriptions from leaders regarding roadblocks and self-sabotage that keeps them from seeking the help of others. Do you recognize any of these? I'm too old. I don't have time. I'm afraid of what people will think. I really don't need help. I know all I need to know. I really can't afford it. But it's all just common sense anyway. Get the support you need if you want to make real and consistent progress toward your goals. Don't let anything hold you back. And without regret, I offer many more tips on building a support team for living without regret, including the qualities to look for in team members and how to enlist them. Enlist a support team that can help you achieve that goal of living without regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.